Oscar Romeo 4 India Sierra Sierra from India Kilo 1 Sierra Lima Delta Telebridge Ground Station. Attention KL, do you copy for a scheduled Irish contact? Over.
IK1SLD, this is OR4ISS. I read you.
Okay, Oscar Romeo 4 India Sierra Sierra, IK1SLD. Good evening, or better, good night, KL, waiting to have your signal loud and clear. Today we are acting from Italy as a telebridge station for Bayview Elementary School in Burlington, Washington. Are you ready for the first question? KL, over.
I am. I just want to say hello to all the students and teachers, faculty and staff at Bayview School in Burlington, Washington. I'm glad to be talking with you today.
Okay, go ahead, over with first question.
Hello, my name is Owen, and my question is, how do I find out walking space? Over.
Well, that's a great question. Well, we do something called spacewalk when we go outside the space station in a spacesuit. But even when we're doing a spacewalk, we don't really walk with our feet. We use our hands to move around. And that's the way it is inside the space station, too. One of my favorite things about being in space is that we get to float wherever we go, and we kind of use our hands and feet to push off from one wall to another wall. Over.
Hi, my name is Hazel. My question is, how do you exercise in space? Over.
Hey, Hazel, thanks for the great question. Exercise is even more important in space, almost as important as it is on the ground. And that's because when we're in space, we don't have gravity pulling down on us, and so it's very important for us to exercise so that our bones and muscles stay healthy. So we have an exercise bike, we have a treadmill, and we also have an exercise machine, kind of like a home gym that we can do resistance exercise, kind of like lifting weights, and that's what we use to keep our bones, muscles, and heart healthy. Over.
Hi, this is Carson. The question I'm asking is, what can you see from the ISS? Over.
Well, Carson, another one of my favorite things about living in space is that I can look out of the windows that face down towards the Earth, and I can see the Earth below us as we fly over. And it's beautiful. The Earth is beautiful. The water is beautiful blue. We see clouds, and then we see the beautiful landforms, like the browns and greens of Africa, and the browns, tans, and reds of Australia. But one of my favorite things to do is look down at the United States and look at places where I have friends and family. Over.
Hello, this is Caitlin. My question is, are you allowed to have pets in space? Over.
Hey, Caitlin. Well, we're not allowed to have pets. We've had some animals come up to space for research, and so several years ago there were spiders up here to see how they spun webs in space. There have been fish in space and mice in space, but they're not our pets. But so instead of having an animal for a pet, we have a clear plastic globe, and my friend Scott Kelly put some Skittles in there. And so whenever we push the globe around, the Skittles kind of skittle around inside, and so we've named that Skittles, and that's our pet. Over.
This is Zachary. Is time different in space? If so, by how much? Over.
Well, Zachary, time goes the same at the same speed, but we use a different time zone. So we adjust our time zone so that we're awake and asleep, like the people in England. At Greenwich Mean Time is the time that we use, and so right now it's 7:48 in the evening. So we're getting ready to have dinner and go to bed. Over.
This is Annika. How do the astronauts use technology devices like iPads in space if there is no Wi-Fi? Over.
Good question, Annika. We have a great number of technological devices up here that are very helpful. We have this ham radio that we can use to call the ground. We have computers. And we actually do have Wi-Fi up here. We have a wireless system so that some of our laptop computers and our tablets can be used without having to be wired up. Over.
Hi, this is Alex. Which planets do you study most and why? Over.
Well, Alex, by far and away, the planet that we study the most is the Earth. And a big part of that is because our mission is to do research and experiments that not only will help us fly deeper into space, but will also make life better for you and me back on the Earth. Over.
This is Emerson. What is the daily schedule like in space? Over.
Well, Emerson, we work about 5 days a week, and then we get Saturday and Sunday off for the most part. We have to do house cleaning on Saturday, just like I do at home. But during the week, Monday through Friday, we are very busy. So I get up at about 6:30. We start work with a daily conference at 7:30, and then we work until about 7 o'clock, 7:30 at night. So we have 12-hour days, and we stay very busy. Over.
This is Talon. Is there a way to grow plants in space? Over.
Talon, great question. And actually, I'm standing right in front of the little habitat where we grew some lettuce a couple of months ago, and that was one of the projects that I got to work on. So I took care of the lettuce and watered it and took photos of it every day. And after about a month, we got to eat it, and it was delicious. Now I'm trying to figure out how to grow a pizza up here. Over.
This is LJ DeGloria. How does zero gravity affect bone mass? Over.
Great question, LJ. Because we don't have gravity pulling down on us, it actually can reduce the bone mass. And so we can lose bone mass so that if we came back to Earth without exercising, it would be very easy for us to break bones. And this also mimics some of the medical problems that some people have back on Earth called osteoporosis, when bones weaken with age. And so by studying how we work and how our bones are affected by being in weightlessness, we can learn more about osteoporosis on the Earth. Over.
This is Abby. What do you do for fun? Over.
Abby, I like to talk with my family on the phone, and I love to take pictures and share them. And I just spent time floating in the space station. Over.
Okay. Go ahead for with the question.
My name's Jeremy. What is the phone for space? Over.
Jeremiah, the sun is very, very bright up here. We don't have the atmosphere out, so it seems like it's brighter than it is on the ground. Of course, we never look at it because it would hurt our eyes. Over.
This is Abigail. How do you take a shower or a bath in space without water going everywhere? Over.
Great question, Abigail. We have to be very careful or else water will go everywhere. So we actually use a washcloth and just sprinkle water on the washcloth, and that's how we bathe. Over.
Hi, my name is Zoe, and how do astronauts go to the bathroom in space? Over.
Zoe, we have a special bathroom up here, and so essentially there's kind of a vacuum hose that the urine goes into, and when we have to do number two, we have a special stool that also has kind of a vacuum that pulls all the solid waste into it, into little baggies, and then that gets stored in a bin and thrown away. Over.
Why did you want to go? Oh, sorry, my name is Ativia. Why did you want to go to outer space? Over.
Ativia, that's a great question, and I wanted to do this as long as I can remember, even when I was your age. And I think it's because of the books I read and growing up in a family where my dad was in the Air Force. And also I enjoy the challenge of making a goal like this and seeing it come true. Over.
This is Rex. What are you researching to help other people on Earth? What are you researching to help people on Earth and why? Over.
Rex, I'm a doctor by training. I worked in the emergency room before I became an astronaut. Medical issues that we can study. So we study how the heart, bones, muscles, brain, and eyes change in space, and we try to use those results to help people with medical diseases on the Earth. Over.
This is Blaine. When you break a bone, will it heal faster or slower in space? Over.
Blaine, that's a really good question. I don't know the answer to that, but I think it would heal slower simply because our bone wants to break down more in space because, just like I told you, we're not exercising them. So it would be a very interesting treatment regimen of rest, and then also trying to give a little bit of loading to help the growing process. Over.
This is Jack.
This is Bella. What happens if you get sick in space? Over.
Bella, well, we have sick bags up here, just like you might find on an airplane if you get sick.
Okay, John, loss of signal now.
Okay, well, thank you very much. He's now disappeared onto Africa, and so we've lost the signal, but I think that was just a really great contact. We've shared in a moment in history, amateur radio station IK1SLD in Casale Monferrato, Italy, operated by Claudio Ariotti, contacted Kjell Lindgren, KO5MOS aboard the International Space Station, talking with students at Bayview Elementary School in Burlington, Washington. Congratulations to the students at Bayview Elementary. ARIS would also like to thank John Speskogovich, AG9D, for the IRLP and Echolink connections. Now, for the international volunteer team of ARIS, including the Amateur Radio Satellite Corporation around the world, the Amateur Radio Relay League, CSA, ESA, JAXA, NASA, and Roscosmos, this is John Clute, amateur radio operator K4SQC, sending my greetings to all of you in the amateur radio terms. 73's, best wishes, great contact.